Paul, thanks very much for doing this, big man. And thanks for agreeing to sign for Peterhead part-time, one night a week. Fancy it?
My agent will call you.
I'll get you plenty of money. So, sitting here in the great surroundings of Lennox Town, how does this compare to you growing up as a kid?
No, for me, you know, just it's another step of my life, you know, because I just grew in a quite a happy environment, you know, quite a nice environment. And as you know, in Africa, of course, you know, facilities is not the best, but you have good people, you know, people who love and appreciate what they have. You know, there is no match, there is no PlayStation, there is no like other things, but there is balls, you know. And when one guy have a ball in the city or in your local area, there is like 40 kids will run and try to get this ball. And then try to play that, you know, and that show that we live outside. And of course, for me, coming here is great as well. It's another step of my life, you know, working and meeting some really happy people as well, you know, because I feel like people from Scotland are really happy, you know, just like to make jokes, like to love life, you know, and they love football, which is coming with what I love. So, in my time, is great.
Because I remember you told me that when you were younger, obviously the kids here now, they get all these fancy sessions and training drills, but I think you told me you and your brother used to stand and kick the ball off the wall for hours.
Yeah, but that was based in the academy where I went. Mm-hmm. We was really, we had a great manager. He just set the academy. And we had some exercise that we had to do before to get like reward, like a football boot, you know, because I was playing barefoot just to have the feeling of the ball, you know, and how to, like when you go in Brazil, you see kids playing on the sun near the beach, you know, with barefoot, you know, and that's where you get know the ball really. And before to get this your football boots, you had to do like few exercise, like 10 exercise, which we used to call it degrees, which was like technical exercise. You had to like juggle the ball with, let's say, with your head up and down to the pitch, you know, and without the ball going in the floor, you know, you have to juggle the ball with both feet, you know, going up and down, and you know, different drills, you know, and of course, in Celtic, you know, I saw the boys, they're doing like different drills as well with a few guys' names, stuff like that. I think that's great.
Yeah, the wee Celtic turns that, you like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
So that academy you went to, talk us through some of the names that were there, what other players went through there?
Yeah, I think you all know Yaya Toure, and we had Salomon Kalou from Chelsea. We had Gervinho from Arsenal, Roma. We had Zucura Maestro from Tottenham, Celtic, Sevilla. We had Romaric. Drogba was not from the academy. Drogba has been raised in France.
Oh, okay.
He was young. He was like maybe 2 or 3, and he went to France. And that's where he really started. And Drogba was a goal scorer. Yeah. Drogba could score goals, but in this academy, we had technical players, you know, and who could provide the ball for Drogba in the national team too, which was really, really good mixture, because we was really good passing the ball, like dribbling, you know, but scoring was like a weakness for our team. And having Drogba in that team with all the skills he had and few other players, of course, from not this academy, just made this national team a really, really strong team.
So why do you think your academy produced so many good players? Was it down to the coaches that you had there?
Yeah, I think the coaching we had was amazing, and the manager there, Jean Magu, you know, created this academy back in Ivory Coast, and the result was unbelievable, because Ivory Coast have been qualified for the first time of the World Cup in 2000 and for the World Cup in Germany in 2006. With this generation of players, and we had 3 times we went to the in a row we went to the World Cup.
Wow.
You know, with this generation of players, and now this generation, just a few of us getting old, you know, for this term, unfortunately, you know, there is few other players coming, but, you know, with this generation and good base of players finish, you know, because we all of us we retired, you know, we didn't qualify, you know, and that showed that, you know, this work he did for 7 years in Ivory Coast just paid.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, he just left the country and that didn't carry on.
Stopped her.
And that's it.
See, the whole time you were in the academy, was it always the boy's dream to get a move to Europe?
To be honest, yeah. You know, that was the dream. You know, and I remember, yeah, having like an interview when he was, I can't remember, maybe he was 13, 15. And the guy asked him, where does he want to play? And he said, I want to play for Barcelona. He did play for Barcelona.
Wow.
He was young and from Ivory Coast, you know, from Africa. There's not many players, you know, like, you know, back in the days, we was like thinking about playing for Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I said that, and he did, you know, and that show, you know, when you believe in something, you know,
it can happen.
You walk, it can happen.
Yeah. So your move to Arsenal, how did that come about?
You know, Jean Magie was a friend of Arsene Wenger, and I think Arsene Wenger knew about this academy. And we went in Feyenoord to play a tournament. And this tournament, we had Real Madrid there, Feyenoord there, we had Queen's Park Rangers, you know, back in the days. We had the team I remember. There is few other teams there, but I remember that Real Madrid was one of the best teams there. We did qualify to the final against Feyenoord, you know, and we did well. We did well, and we lost on the final, and I had a red card. Just cry, you know, I always remember that, you know. We lost 2-1, and I think we was the better team, we should have won. Mr. Wenger was in this tournament, you know, and he saw a few of us, and he just started believing in this academy. I did a try coming in Arsenal, where the try was successful, you know, and that's the way I came here. I had to tackle him, eh?
That's what I was going to ask you, because Ray Parlour tells the story that you tackled the manager. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And this is all the advice I can give to all young players.
Tackle
you go
manager.
To any club, just make sure you tackle the manager. I'm joking.
How was Arsene Wenger for you when you first moved over?
My father.
Your father.
We always call him my father because he's the one who just believed in me from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one other guy that I need to mention, David Dean. And David Dean and for me, Mr. Wenger, they're still my fathers, you know, because they just believe in me. And that was really, really important for me. And if I done all this career, it's because of course, few guys, you know, Jean Magie, Arsene Wenger, David Dean, and Amiral Lambert, you know, there's few people, you know, but my success in Europe really came from Mr. Wenger and Mr. Dean, definitely.
What about the players that were there? Because obviously there was players such as Keown and yourself as a centre-half. How were the older players for you coming through? Would they help you? Would they be hard on you?
No, they was amazing with me.
Yeah?
They was amazing with me, you know. When I mean they was amazing, they helped me, you know, but not in the easy way. Not in the easy way. And I think the good thing for me that I was able to take any advice and I was able to listen, you know, and I think that's key. When you're a young player and you come to a big club and then you meet like experienced players, you know, some young players, you know, they can learn from those players by just coming to them, talking to them, listening to them. You know, you can learn so much. And that's what I did when I was young. I was listening to Martin Keown, even though I was playing on his place. I was listening to Sol Campbell. I was listening to Dennis Bergkamp, Patrick Vieira, Rui Paulo. You know, all those guys helped me unbelievable. Robert Pires, Thierry Henry, you know. And all of them was different, you know. Some was really hard on me, some was like nice with me, but you know, that raised me up, you know, and that's really important.
Because you say you took the place, Martin Keown, some legends, Tony Adams had played centre half for Arsenal. Did you feel pressure replacing those players, or did you just go out and play?
For me, I was a crazy boy. You know, for me, it was all about playing football and all about giving everything every day, at training and in games, you know. And I was not thinking. I had no things. I was working hard, enjoying the football, enjoying my days, you know. And I was, for me, I was surprised to be in this club, you know, because even in my dreams, to be honest, I was not thinking to play for Arsenal.
Yeah. How did you find the culture in England? Because see, like your players like Keown and Ray Parlour, they're famous for going down the pub and having a drink. Would you ever get pulled on sessions like that?
Yeah, the culture was different, to be honest. And when I came, I had to adapt, you know. And of course, my country is be the same, you know. You know, people going to the pubs as well, you know. In Ivory Coast, we call it Maki.
Right.
And everywhere in Ivory Coast, you know, you go, there is, like, there's Maki everywhere, to be honest. And I was being used to that situation. But, you know, these guys just, they teach me to be a top player, you know. And there was an example for me every day at training, working hard at training, because that's where I really spending time with them, you know, at training. And of course, we had, like, time out together, going for dinner, or to going to enjoy ourselves in different places, you know. But the main thing was the work, hard work.
2003, 2004, the famous invincible season. How far into the season did you think this is possible? We can do this.
We was taking game by game, you know. And for us, it was one game at a time. You know, it wasn't like the bigger picture, you know, because you know. It's really difficult to play 90 minutes and win a game. And if you think about, like, yeah, you want to make set a record, I think you won't make it because it's too hard. But by giving everything every day, like a training, because if you don't do the basic at training, you won't perform in a game, in the games, you know? And that was the key. Work hard at training, give everything at training, and on Saturday, just smash any team coming.
So does that come from the manager? Was that the manager's philosophy? You must work hard in training every day, or was it older players that demanded that?
To be honest, you know, training was great training, you know, and it was a lot of games, you know, and a lot of competition. And of course, the players we had was really, really experienced players, and there was winners, you know, they wanted to win at training every day.
Would there be fights in that training? Was that intense?
It was really intense.
Yeah.
To be honest, you know, training for me was harder than games.
Yeah.
Some games were easier because training to play against Dennis Bergkamp, because he was not maybe starting all the games, you know, it was tough. You know, it was really, really tough. And you had Wilt Sevenwithold playing against you at training every time. You had, and the manager was changing sometimes. You had to play against Thierry Henry, you know, because not every player was playing every game, you know, and you learn so much from that, you know, because to be in front of those top players, you need to be on your best, you know.
Would that be your favourite season in football?
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely. Yeah.
How was the feeling when once it was accomplished? How was that feeling?
It was a great feeling, you know, and at the time, it was a great feeling, but now even more, because you see team coming, trying to get up, but, you know, it's difficult. And we're still proud of that, definitely. But of course, you know that records are set to be beat, you know, and we will see.
Was that the best team you played with, that group of players?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
who would have been the best, Henri?
The best, no, Dennis Bergkamp.
Bergkamp the best, yeah. Better than Henri, yeah?
Dennis Bergkamp. Yeah, we say, yeah. I think Thierry, we say the same. This guy was, he's from another world.
He touch and vision was brilliant.
Touch and vision, you know, and you used to chip balls all the time. You know, you go press him, goalkeeper is like 2 meters out from the line, chip the ball and he's a goal. He's a goal. And he used to do that time and time and time. And as a defender, you get close, you know, he pass you or he chip the ball. You know, it was unbelievable. Just doing the right thing at the right time.
Just going on to what you've said, why do you think Arsenal are struggling just now with the same manager who must have the same beliefs as you had back then? Why do you think it's kind of gone downhill?
No, I think it's difficult for me because I'm not in the club.
You don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on there. I think you have to be able to be in the club. And as a manager now, as a coach now, of course, no manager yet. As a coach, you know, I learned that, you know, you have to be inside a club to know what is the problem, really. And for me, it's difficult to judge right now.
The following season, after the Invincible season, you beat Man United in the FA Cup final. Were they your main rivals at your time at Arsenal?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. You know, it was tough to play against them. Uh-huh. And I remember this game, you know, it was an amazing game. I think that we won this game, but we get mad. Uh-huh. You know, they played better. They missed so many chances, and at the end, we won on penalties. And I was really, really happy, definitely. But we had the fighting spirit again there. You know, never give up, working hard, giving everything, working for each other, you know. Back up each other, you know, it was an amazing feeling.
The Champions League final as well, again with Arsenal, you reached the Champions League final. 1-0 up, weren't you? But then down to 10 men.
Don't want to remember that.
Should you have won the game, do you think?
Yeah, we was the best team.
Yeah.
You know, we was the best team. We were the best team in Europe for me at this time. Uh-huh. You know, I think Barcelona, when we was like 11v11 on the pitch, you know, I don't think they was better than us. Mm. And unfortunately, we had the goalkeeper going out. Mm. And I'm sure that I can say that, because I'm sure that if we had all the players on the pitch, we was going to win this game.
Henrik Larsson came on for Barcelona. You'll know he's a massive hero at Celtic.
Don't talk to him about him.
were Arsenal players aware of Larsson before the game and stuff like that? Or are you a bit surprised?
He came on, you know, and he had a great action there, you know, on the goal. You know, his body position was perfect. You know, he just had the right position and touched the ball for Samuel Eto'o, who scored an amazing goal, you know. And that's, they are top players, you know, and you expect that from top players, definitely.
After that, quite a lot of the top players started to leave. I think Henri left. Did you think this is going to get difficult to keep winning things when these players are leaving the club?
You know the way football is, you know, you have leaders in the team and of course, you know, there is things going at the back of the room, you know, and you don't really notice that, you know, but when he left, we still, like, of course, try to do as much as possible because I was there, you know, but it's always difficult to lose, like, big players like them, definitely.
And not replacing them with higher quality?
The quality was there, the quality, but it was a few young players, yeah? You know, and it's always difficult to lose, like, very, very experienced players. Like, they are top players. Those kind of players, you don't find them, like, very easy. You can't even buy them because clubs who have them don't want to leave them go.
See, when you're at an Arsenal, see, like, do you think about a Barcelona and a Real Madrid come in for you, you always want to go?
No. For me, I was really happy in Arsenal. Yeah, I was really, really happy on Arsenal until a few things happened, of course, you know, but I was really, really happy on Arsenal because, you know, Arsenal is a club that I love, you know, and for me, Arsenal, just that's where everything starts for me, you know, and I was seeing myself to be there for all my career. But, you know, things coming, you know, and players coming, and you know, sometimes the relation is not great with some, and decisions have to be made.
So do you regret leaving Arsenal, or do you think it was the right decision at the right time?
To be honest, you know, if like I didn't had anything, any problem there, or everything was fine, I was going to stay in Arsenal for all my career because it's a great club, great club, fantastic fans, training rooms amazing. Mr. Wenger is a top guy, you know, and he's been there, he's done amazing. And if when you look at the club, you know, the club is so well structured, you know, it's London too, you know, it's London. And I know that many players who, and I remember that Mr. Wenger told me one day, when you leave Arsenal, you will regret, you know, that's what he told me, you know. And of course, you know, when you leave a club like that, because it's a great, great club, I'm telling you, great, great, great club.
So was it somebody that came in that you didn't get on with, yeah?
Sorry?
Someone that came into the club, a player that you didn't get on with.
There is always problem, you know, in everywhere, you know. And there is thing that I didn't like, you know. And it was a player who came and I think he was not good. I don't think he was... it make my life difficult, you know, and I don't like that.